We are at the Blue Barn on the fly. It's a beautiful day, and we're right across Knapp Street from the forums. If you come up Knapp Street from the control tower, we're just on the west side here, maybe 200 yards, and you can't miss the big Blue Barn. And we talked earlier in the segment about all the stuff we've done there, but we wanted to hit on something else too, as I recall.
Yeah, the new museum addition over at the EAA Education Center. So if you haven't had the chance to stop by yet this week, definitely do it. It was a completely donor-funded addition to the museum. It's got two components to it. It's got a pilot proficiency center and then the youth education area. The pilot proficiency center is going to be a year-round location during the week of Oshkosh, or Air Venture, I should say. We have ongoing seminars, flight training sessions in the sims, and presentations. And then throughout the year, different groups will be able to come in and do different flight proficiency, flight safety events. And then upstairs is where some of the youth aviation activities are. We have wind tunnels and 3D printers and classrooms, and they can learn all about riveting and working with sheet metal and aerodynamics, and going to be a really, really great add-on to what we already do at Kid Venture as well as at the Air Academy Lodge.
Yeah, that's awesome. We have another guest, David.
We do. We have a pretty special individual today, Doug Conchatu, who is a volunteer at the Blue Barn. But not only that, Doug is also a longtime Young Eagles pilot, recent recipient of one of our big Young Eagles awards, the Phillips 66 Leadership Award. Welcome, Doug. How long have you been volunteering with Young Eagles and Chapters at AirVenture?
Oh, geez, I can't remember. I remember when it was at Four Corners by the control tower, so that's got to be every bit of 20 years ago. So,
and what keeps you coming back?
The kids. Anything I can do to promote kids in aviation, I'm happy to do.
Did you have kids yourself that were involved?
Or? I have a daughter, and it breaks my heart. She never took an interest, never took another Young Eagle ride.
Well, at least that didn't stop you from moving forward with the passion.
Yeah, there's nothing better than kids in aviation.
Yeah. Well, it's the future for us.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So when did you start flying Young Eagles? I know you have, and how many have you flown? I know it's up there.
Somewhere north of 2,400.
Woo!
And
it's a big number.
I didn't start right from the beginning. I didn't get a 30-year plaque. So it was a couple of years afterwards. My original Young Eagle number was 8118. So it was early on, but not right at the beginning.
And I know you fly pretty actively with Chapter 13 at their rallies, and I think you do some one-off flights. But do you fly Young Eagles anywhere else outside of there?
Everywhere. Wife is from Racine. We went to their pancake breakfast this spring and started flying Young Eagles there. I always have a 10-pack in both planes and the car, so whenever I can grab a kid, here, have your folks sign that, and we go do a Young Eagle flight.
And then also here in Oshkosh at Pioneer Airport as well?
That was a few years ago, but yeah, I spent 13 years flying Young Eagles at Pioneer, which was great. And, before that, a lot of my Young Eagle flights were in four-seat planes. I'd take three kids up at a time. Here, we were forced to just do one at a time, and it's the best experience in the world where you get to spend some time in one-on-one time and I can't say really bond, but really show them what flying's all about.
Yeah, that's kind of a special experience for those of you who live locally, that you can participate in that Pioneer Airport Young Eagles program, because that's a special deal.
Yeah, it is pretty special, and I think people oftentimes forget about it. But, yeah, right behind the museum all summer long, we're giving Young Eagles flights all day long. It's first come, first serve, free flights for kids ages 8 to 17, and they're flying all the time. And we have some great pilots like Doug, Fred Stadler's over there, and just a really good, knowledgeable group of pilots.
I think one of our staffers does that, Mike Stromberg.
He
flies those. He's one of our radio guys.
Yeah, he's
here.
Been doing it for a long time.
Yep. Yeah. And it's just a cool opportunity.
Yep. It really is, and it's a neat airport to operate out of, too.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just an interesting airspace and everything.
I kind of like it.
So what's the flight path like for you guys when you're flying Young Eagles out of Pioneer for those that are unfamiliar?
Well, it's a little interesting because we're operating in Oshkosh Towers Class D airspace, so we have a letter of agreement with them on how we can do it. So normally where we'd you might fly 1,000 or 1,500 feet above the ground. Until we're outside their airspace, which is 5 miles away, we start every flight at 500 feet above the ground. once we get out, we might climb a little bit. Go by Fisk, show them the farmlands, you know, some of the llama farms, things like that. Come back in, get back down to the 500 feet, fly over the runway, get to wave and get pictures taken, and come back and land.
And I know.
And I always do the landings because I tell them I have to have some of the fun.
and I don't think it's a standard traffic pattern either. It always looks kind of interesting, and you're especially when you're landing. I guess that would be, I don't know if it's 3-0 or 3-1 when you're landing northwest, and you're turning base by the tower, and it just looks, it looks fun.
Yeah, it's challenging. You know, it's, you know, you definitely have to have your A game flying at Pioneer, but like I said, it's fun.
Yeah, I went in there with the American Barnstormers tour years ago, and it's just a cool place to do anything.
Yep.
Pioneer Airport's just got a lot of magic.
You know, sure does.
Yeah, very cool. So what originally, when you started doing Young Eagles, were you involved with your chapter somewhere and you got involved that way? Or how did you even find out about Young Eagles?
I think just through the publications and word of mouth and things like that. And to be honest with you, so long ago, I can't remember actually how I got started. I know it wasn't with chapter rallies, but I'd organize a group of pilots at the local airport, and we just fly a bunch of kids, fill out the forms and mail them into to Michelle and all that stuff.
So not even with a chapter, you just kind of organized
to begin
it yourself.
Wow. And then it morphed into the chapter and the rallies and stuff like that.
I'm not sure everybody realizes that they could just do that.
EAA chapters are the only group that can host a Young Eagles rally, so an organized day at the airport where there's multiple airplanes, multiple kids. But Young Eagles pilots themselves, they're more than welcome to take their time on a Saturday or a Tuesday evening or any day of the week for that matter and meet the family out at the airport, get the waiver signed, and go up for a flight. And correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, but I think sometimes those flights are even more impactful for those kids because it's not done in the, kind of the hectic nature of a race.
Absolutely. And then one of my fondest memories is a friend of mine had a grass strip, and the two of us would just put a sign out by the door or by the road, kids fly free, and they just come in and drop off, and we just fly them, and fly them and just have the best time. And, that's it.
That's Barnstormer style Young Eagle flying.
That's what it was. Fond memories doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you said you're just north of 2,400 Young Eagles flown, which is kind of an incomprehensible number in a way. Is there one that sticks out as like, wow, I feel as though I really made a difference in that person, whether or not they went on to be a pilot or not?
Did you see the picture on the slide?
I did.
That's the home run for me. That's John DeLeon. Took him for a ride. I hate to admit it, but I don't really remember the kid from the ride. But probably 10 years later, he comes looking me up at Pioneer, and I wasn't there that day. But one of fellow pilots, gave me his information. We have since, just been in close contact, trying to, mentor him and stuff like that. Just graduated from the University of North Dakota, and he's now at the Federal Police Academy because he's going to be a Customs and Border Protection pilot.
Oh, cool.
So, you talk about a home run and just feeling good, being able to, like Sean says, light that spark.
Yeah.
And following it up, being a mentor, there's nothing better.
Yeah, it's true. It's awesome. Douglas, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Sharing
Thanks
your story with us. And before we have to go here in a minute, David, I just wanted to give you one last opportunity to let the listeners know something that you might want them to know about what's happening this year or going on, something special.
Absolutely. So before I say that, I just want to say thanks again, Doug, not only for coming on today, but for being here to support the programs for the last two decades, everything you do in the field, all the everything you do for Chapters Young Eagles, also being a flight instructor for some of our race scholars. Just people like Doug make EAA what it is. So
he wasn't a race scholar, but I just had a 18-year-old boy get his private license today back home. So
that's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. But to answer your question about what's going on this week or what can I share with people, I would say first and foremost, make sure you stop by the Blue Barn, learn what you can about Young Eagles and Chapters. But number two, like I said, we're launching the 30th anniversary of Young Eagles this year. So Thursday, which is tomorrow, not today, Jeff.
Thank you.
Is Young Eagles Day at AirVenture. So at 1:30 on the plaza, The plan right now is to do it out in front of the C-17. We're going to do a mass Young Eagles volunteer pilot, ground volunteer, and Young Eagles. So any kids here that have taken a Young Eagles flight with their parents, photo shoot. So we're hoping to have a nice big group for that. Then our earlier guest, Jimmy Graham, is planning to give a Young Eagles flight just prior to the afternoon air show to kick off the 30th anniversary celebration.
Oh, awesome.
And we're going to use that to celebrate the program for the next year. We have a 30 flights for 30 years program where we're challenging pilots to fly 30 kids, and they'll get a special anniversary polo for recognition. And then just trying to highlight the program any way we can.
That's awesome. So thanks for hosting us, David. We've had a great time here at the Blue Barn. Jaymont G signing off. We'll see you tomorrow at the Fun Fly Zone. You're listening to EAA Radio.